This chazar is a zechanish of Parichas Chashtagim of Ram Yehuda. Lechter Brachas Daf Samach Dalad. Rabbi Avin Halevi says if someone tries to make something happen before its proper time, he will not be matzliach. But someone who waits for the opportunity till the time is fully ripe, he won't lose out anything for having waited. We can see this shown in the following Maisa with Rabbi and Rav Yosef. There was a time when a new Rosh Hashiva was needed, and the people were deciding between, the Rabbanim were deciding between whether it should be Rabba or Rav Yosef, because each of them possessed a quality that the other did not have. So they consulted with the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael, and the Chacham said that it should be Rabbi Yosef who should be chosen. But Rabbi Yosef declined to take over the position because he was told by the astrologers that he would only be Rosh Hashiva for 2 years. So he said he's going to wait. And as it turned out, the Rabbi became Rosh Hashiva, and he was Rosh Hashiva for 22 years. And Rabbi Yosef took over after Rabbi's death, and he was Rosh Hashiva for 2.5 years until he himself passed away. So you see that he lost nothing by waiting. Rabbi Avin Halevi also said, the pasuk says, Yancho Hashem b'yom tzar yisagev Hashem alekei Yaakov. Why is it dafka alekei Yaakov when we're talking about the Tzaras of Klal Yisrael? It's Yaakov because he's the one who had the Shvatim, and therefore he's the one who has to, so to say, carry the burden, carry most of the burden anyway, to Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Avin Halevi also said that someone who has anah from a Suda that a Talmud Chacham is there by, it's as if he had anah from the Shechina itself. And we see this from the Suda of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Yisrael was there, the pasuk says, Lecho lechem im choisei Moshe lifnei hu elokim. Why? Because Moshe was there, so therefore it was like my mamash having hanah from the Shekhinah itself. Bavan Alevi also says when you depart from a friend, you should say lech li shalom, as we find that Yisrael said to Moshe, and we see that Moshe obviously was very matzliach after getting that bracha. But don't say lech bishalom, because David is told af shalom, lech bishalom, and then af shalom went and was killed. But in departing from a mace, one should say lech bishalom, because bishalom means that you've already reached your destination. There is no further journey that's needed, and we're telling the mace that he's already reached Gan Eden. But Levi Barchia says someone who leaves the Beis HaKnesses and goes directly from Beis HaMedrash, he's going from one to the other, and over there he's Isaac Petaira, he's Zoiche Umekabel Pnei Shechina. Based on the pasuk of Yechol Michael Achol Yeroes Olik El Olakim B'tzion. Rechia Barashi in the name of Rav said Talmid Echam they have no rest in this world because they're always going from higher and higher Madregas, and they also have no rest in the next world because even over there they're always going from higher to higher and higher places in Gan Eden. Rav Elazar name of Rechina said Talmid Echam increase Shalom in this world, increase like the Mashal says, they increase the Shalom between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. Pasuk says V'chol Benayich Numdei Hashem Rav Shalom Banoich Al Tikle Banoich Al Boinoich. The Masechta end. Shalom Rav Lahav is Masech of Ein Lo Mimichshal. He Shalom Bechelach Shalv Rav Masoich. Leman Achai Verei Adaber No Shalom Boch. Leman Beis Hashem Alekeinu Avak Shetayv Loch Hashem Oiz Lamo Yitain. Hashem Yivarech Es Amoy Vasholoim Had No Loch Perik Aroye Had No Loch Masechta Brachos V'Hadu Chalon Mazel Tov Mazel Tov Mazel Tov.